And fading out right there in the background, Pamplemousse covering Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. That is from their 2014 album, Season 2. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you every week, Tuesday evenings, keeping you company on these sunshiny evenings, bringing you great tunes made by women and queer folks. And it's pretty fun. It's a fun time. And as has been the case for the last few weeks and will continue to be this week, we are broadcasting once again through space and time. Shout out, of course, to CJSW 90.9 FM in Calgary for letting me use their studios to record this radio program and then bring it across the internet waves to all of you folks on the Lower Mainland, on the FM dial at 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca. It is without the kind folks at CJSW, I would not be able to make radio while I'm here in Calgary for all of you. So give them some love. Yay, CJSW. Yay, CITR. Yay, community radio friendship. And yay, radio friendship in general, Radioland. I'm very high on life in terms of radio lately. I've been very fortunate to be able to do a few show fills back here in Calgary. I got to host radio with my best friend this weekend, which is one of the funnest things. While I love hanging out with all of you over the airwaves, there's just something about having someone else in the booth with you, riffing around. We got cream soda slurpees and just kind of hung out, and it was a really playing some pop rock bangers on a Saturday afternoon, and it was a really, really lovely time. So I'm really high on the idea of radio friendship, and that song to start us off was kind of how I'm feeling today. Really bopping. Bopping's a good word for it. We're feeling really bopping today, Radioland, and I hope you are as well. I hope you were singing along wherever you were, in your car, in your home, out walking along the seawall. Yeah, sing along with me whenever these tunes come. It's all tunes that kind of make me happy for different reasons. Today, we've got La Musica of Montreal, a lot of kind of just fun twee pop stuff. It's going to be good. All made by great women. So we're going to keep it a rolling. Next up is a really fun track, if you ask me, and very relevant for this week as the World Cup is going on. And you see, Radioland, I am a sports fan. I enjoy the vile, vile sports that is American football. I don't know why, but I do. The Philadelphia Eagles are my loves. They won the Super Bowl this year. I was very happy. So I love American football. I love baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers. They are wonderful. I do not, however, care very much about or love soccer, i.e. football. And yet the entire world, of course, is enraptured with the World Cup right now. As this is broadcasting, the first of the two semifinals will have wrapped up. The second one will be tomorrow. Finals are coming this weekend, and everybody is just entranced with soccer and football. And a big group of Brits staying with me here in Calgary, and they kept on chanting bring football home, I think is what it was. I apparently got wrong the first time. But yeah, so this whole World Cup thing is really taking the world by storm. And so I figured, what better way to show my support for the World Cup than by playing a song about sports? This is an unconventional song about sports, though, and I do hope you enjoy it as much as I do. It comes from Garfunkel and Oates, and the track is called Sports Go Sports, which I think sums up how I feel about the World Cup. So we're going to listen to that one right now and keep it locked here on Into the Woods.
Sports go sports! I promise I really totally care who wins. If there's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports! May they top their opponents numerically in the allotted time. Lest they disenfranchise their audience and see their revenues decline. May the partakers be sturdy and rapid in the spirited energies they exert. May they be victorious in perpetuity. Don't I look cute in this football shirt? Sports go sports! Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah! This is the most important thing that's ever occurred. The vicarious fulfillment of your dream that got deferred. You had aspirations as a kid, but you didn't have the skill. So you watched genetically superior people May the competitors you prefer best their opposing equivalents, so you can somehow feel connected to the feed of your self-appointed constituents. May the hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad's future physical fitness. Sports, go sports! Athletics are number one! Participants are heroes! Go team, yeah! Watching able-bodied millionaires play with each other, watching less agile millionaires talk about it on TV. May they compile copious points so they are rewarded and meritorious, so you feel temporarily adjacently victorious. Sports, go sports! Athletics are number one! Participants are heroes! Go team, yeah! Every other word! Sports! Sports! Participants, heroes, team. Now in Latin! Ludus ire ludus, arco sun optimum. Participants on heroes, ire quadrigus seek. Now the truth! If you could only throw a ball, you'd have a hotter wife, lots and lots of money, and a way better life. And a way.
He says, hey, hey, beautiful. Pulled my bike in front of their car so I couldn't go forward. I said something like, you know,
you know, that makes me feel small, right? It makes you feel big, it makes me feel small, something about that. And I don't think they said anything. And then I got back on my bike and rode to see Nora, and I was shaking. I met Nora and I was like, it was like a head.
I thought something really traumatic happened. Yeah. She showed up and I was like, someone died.
What?
She's like, oh, I did it. I did it. You did what?
What was their response?
I don't think they said anything. Because I've done it a few times. That was the only time I pulled my bike in front of the car.
I feel like that's such a badass move, though, to just, like, put your bike right in front of their car. Because
I knew they would run away. I knew they would run away. Why would they stick around? Had a girl on a bike giving a lecture about catcalling.
You wanna be loved? I can picture you staring out the window. nets go bad. Oh, the nets go bad. Is that the way that you are? Wear your hair down alone, tie it up when he's there, and tell me that nothing's wrong.
That right there tops out of Montreal with Way to Be Loved off of their album Picture You Staring, which came out in 2015. Tops, just a really pleasant group. I have just nothing but like pleasant associations with them and their music. Before that, we had a new find of mine, and not new find as in I'm the first person to find them, but first time for me. That was For Esme out of Toronto. The track Didn't Ask off of their new album, Righteous Women. And rest assured, you'll be hearing more from that album in the coming months on this program, because it is very on brand for Into the Woods and this program as a whole. And of course, kicking off the set of fun little ditty from Garfunkel and Oates, that was Sports Go Sports off of Secretions. And yeah, you're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca around the world. It's magic of radio, truly. Garfunkel and Oates song really reminded me that I really enjoy funny things. I think that in times when things get really stressful and all that, it's kind of, I love satire. It's where I started. I got my start in media as the humor editor at my campus newspaper back at the University of Calgary, writing silly things. And I love silly things when done well. And I think Garfunkel and Oates are pretty good at what they do. And I'm going to make a more effort to play a little bit more of the silly things on this program. I think sometimes we can get so self-serious about stuff, but you know, we're all just here to have a little bit of fun. Speaking of fun, we're going to keep the tunes a-going. Next up, we are going to be listening to... What are we going to listen to? I think we're going to listen to a little bit of Rilo Kiley, whom I love a lot. This is actually one of my favorite songs from the group. So, yeah, I hope you all enjoy it as much as I do. I'll be singing along. I don't know if you know it or not, but you know, you can sing along even if you don't know it. That's the best way to sing along to songs sometimes, just kind of making up the words as you go. So I look forward to seeing what kind of words you make up to this track, which is Portions for Foxes from Rilo Kiley here on CITR.
Je regarde par la fenêtre les inconnus se balancer. Je pense à toi et à ton être. Je promets de ne jamais t'oublier. Je m'assois sur une balançoire. Je craque une allumette. Elle va s'éteindre dans les plis du trottoir. Et je pense à ce que j'ai dû promettre. Ma mémoire recoule. Je dois l'empêcher de couler. Si mon cerveau fuit, ton souvenir va peut-être y passer. Les aiguilles font le tour de la boule. Je savais que ça allait arriver. Je cherche ton regard dans la foule. Mais ton regard, je l'ai déjà oublié.
Devenu le mouton, j'étais le métal lourd et corrompu.
And just right there, that was Lydia Kapinski out of Montreal with Les Balcons Soirs. My French is terrible. Off of Premier June, that's a relatively new album, just dropped in April. Before that, we heard from Vancouver pal Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck, the track I'm Not Broken, off the album When I Get Better. And kicking off the set, Rilo Kiley, Portions for Foxes, off the album More Adventurous, and that was the U.S. edition. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you are having a lovely Tuesday afternoon, getting outside, enjoying the weather, the summer while we have it. I know I here in Calgary have spent a lot of time in the mountains. This past weekend, we took a trip up to Lake Bourgeau, which is just past Banff on Highway 1. It's about 7.5 kilometers each way, about 700 meters of elevation gain up to this beautiful alpine lake. There's a beautiful waterfall. We saw a very, very large marmot up there, which is exactly the right kind of wildlife to see out in the woods. Like, you don't really want to see anything smaller because it's kind of boring. It's like, oh, a squirrel. Woohoo. But you don't really want to see anything bigger than a marmot because then you start to worry because, like, marmots are, they're hefty. They're like a dog size. But it's like, if you get bigger than that, you're getting into, like, deer territory. Do I want to see a deer? No. Do I want to see a wolf? No. Do I want to see a bear? Heck no. Do I want to see a moose? Oh, no, 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 no. Mooses are at the very bottom of the list of things I do not want to see, or I guess the top of the list, if you will. Bears are scary and all, but a moose... A moose is my greatest fear while out in the wilderness. But anyways, I hope you're off having your own experiences, enjoying the sunshine, eating lots of ice cream, drinking lots of Slurpees, you know, doing summer things and spending time with friends. I've been very, very grateful to spend a lot of time with friends back here in Calgary, and hence this playlist of just kind of fun, pleasant tunes, because I'm feeling fun and pleasant this week, Radioland, and it's a good feeling to have. This next track that we are going to be listening to continues the whole kind of fun and pleasant tunes vibe. We're going to be listening to one from Regina Spektor, whom I love, and this track is Grand Hotel. So yeah, enjoy that one. And enjoy your day and enjoy living this wonderful life that we are all living, and enjoy listening to CITR.
Somewhere below the Grand Hotel, there is a tunnel that leads down to hell. Take the dumb waiter to laundry chute and sneak through the hall past the boy's shining boots. Then left at the courtyard through the old garden where all the bellhops smoke with the guards. And then you run to the old lake house, down to the old lake house, run to the old lake house where it begins. Under the floorboards, there's a deep well that leads to a spring that sprung up in hell. That's where old devils danced and kissed and made their blood packs in the ancient mists. And running through forests, they screamed in chorus while piercing fair maidens' chests with their horns. And then they lay in the grass till the dawn came, sleeping away till the dawn came. Lay in the grass where now stands the Grand Hotel. The maitre d' and a fancy chef, silver's real, liquor's top shelf. Play some tennis, swim in the pool, stroll the gardens shady and cool. You won't care that the devils won't mind, that the devils will know that the devils are near. Somewhere below the Grand Hotel, there is a tunnel that leads straight to hell. But no one comes up for the souls anymore. They come for some comfort and for the dance floor. And hiding sharp horns under fedoras, do not disturb signs instead of a chorus. They toss and turn till the dawn comes, on soft sheets till the dawn comes. No one sleeps at the Grand Hotel. Service, mini bar, scented soaps, chauffeured cars.
shape.
Fading out in the background there. That's Claire O'Connor and Corbin Murdoch from Vancouver. The track Iron in Our Blood off of their album Work Songs, which according to their Bandcamp description was originally composed for the theater. And it's a song cycle that asks what we can salvage from personal loss and political despair. So you know how earlier I was saying happy songs for happy moods? I mean, not all. Happiness is a very broad concept, and the idea of salvaging from political despair is very relevant to me right now here in the province of Alberta. But that is a conversation for another time, Radio Land. Before that track, we heard from She and Him, the track He Gives His Loves to Me. That was a single that just dropped a couple months ago, actually. And before that, Regina Spektor with Grand Hotel off the album Remember Us to Life. Regina Spektor, of course, sings the theme song for Orange is the New Black, which just dropped their new trailer yesterday, or today as I'm taping this. Which I have not watched yet, so that's actually my post-radio taping treat for myself, because the new season's coming out at the end of July, and I'm pretty excited about it. I know it's not a perfect television program, but it sucks me in every time a new season drops, and I end up, you know, giving 13 hours of my life to it consecutively, as one does. It's amazing kind of thinking back that, like, binge TV watching didn't really exist not long ago. Wild times. The world is sure a change in. Got a couple more tracks for you here before we get going. This next one we're going to listen to before I come and say goodbye is called Don't Worry. It's from Pining for a Boy by The Submissives, which is a album that also just came out of April this year. The Submissives, great group out of Montreal, Quebec, working off of the Egg Paper independent cassette label. So we're going to listen to the track called Don't Worry. This is off the album Pining for a Boy. The artist is The Submissives, and then I'll be back to say my goodbyes after this one and maybe another one because I can't get enough. Enjoy.
You
friends and I stick together, there's nothing we can do. And when I say that, I specifically mean we're gonna stage a coup. With the power of our gossip eagles, we'll storm the Pentagon, then celebrate with bottomless mimosas on the White House lawn. We're gonna braid each other's hair, then cut each other's braids, connect the braids to build a rope to hang all of Congress. Squad goals,
stay together forever.
Squad goals,
take control of the banks.
Squad goals,
don't let a man come between us. If he does, shoot him in the head.
Oh, Friendtopia, a dystopia around our friendship. Friendtopia, our manifesto is fine. Sing us out.
Now that we have total control, get ready for what's in store. Our reign will be like Sweet Valley High meets 1984. When one of us gets stopped, that becomes Memorial Day. All the agriculture will be diverted into making us rosé. There's a really exclusive sushi place that never lets us in. So when we don't get in, we say,
let's just go home and drink rosé. Roll call, Rebecca,
the brainy one, head of censorship and mind control.
Heather,
the cool one, I put drugs in the water supply.
Valencia,
the sexy one, czar of torture.
Oh, Friendtopia, we nostalgically watch Hocus Pocus. Friendtopia,
oh, I love Hocus Pocus.
Friendtopia, all citizens must watch Hocus Pocus. Friendtopia, or they will be killed. Sing us out.
That right there, fun riff on the Spice Girls' Friendtopia off of the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend original television soundtrack season 2. Just a really fun creation from musical artist, actress, writer extraordinaire Rachel Bloom right there. Yeah, big fan. Love to, kind of like the Garfunkel and Oates song earlier, love to play a little bit of silly stuff every now and then. And yeah, that track was a good example of that. And then before that, we heard from Montreal group The Submissives, the track Don't Worry, off their album Pining for a Boy. And with that, Radioland, we are actually coming to the end of the program. It has been great hanging out with you this week, as we do every single Tuesday. Always happy to join you over the airwaves, and hopefully you're happy to join me as well. If you're just tuning in now, missed the show, want to catch the back half, head online to CITR.ca for the full podcast of this show, all of the other shows, and all of the back episodes. So you can go, if you have like a bunch of laundry to do, you can just marathon my voice, because that's a fun way to spend a Saturday afternoon. It actually is a very fun way to spend a Saturday afternoon. So yeah, I'm going to leave you with one more track. And again, kind of embodying the idea of friendship and smiles and fun and all that. It's really, I love covers. I started this show with a cover today, and we're going to end it with a cover. This is a cover by The Leftover Cuties, and it is a cover of just a lovely, fun song that we are going to fade out with, and that I am talking about, of course, You Are My Sunshine. Enjoy it, Radioland, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah.